Hi, and welcome to Astrology and Feng Shui of the Holistic Spaces podcast with Angie Cho, episode number 5, July 2017. I'm Angie Cho. I'm so excited to introduce the 5th episode of our mini-series called Astrology and Feng Shui. Each month, we will have a mini-series as a bonus to the Holistic Spaces podcast. We will look at astrology and feng shui together every month with an astrologer. I have a lot of different friends that do Eastern and Western astrologies, and I thought it would be super fun to tie in astrology with feng shui. This episode is with the eminent Samuel Reynolds. He is a Western astrologer based in New York City, and there's more information about him on the podcast website at holisticspaces.com/podcast. And before we get into this month, there's a few changes. One is we decided to start airing these on the first of the month rather than on the first Monday of the month. So just check out the podcast the first of each month for the new Astrology and Feng Shui miniseries for that month. And also, we have a Patreon page available now. While Holistic Spaces is independently produced, we have no ads or funding, and we want to keep bringing you this podcast, so it'd really be great if you could support us by visiting the Patreon page. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can help keep the podcast alive. The Patreon page is at patreon.com/holisticspaces. That's patreon.com/holisticspaces. And there's also a link to it on the Holistic Spaces podcast website, which is holisticspaces.com/podcast. So please enjoy our Astrology and Feng Shui podcast for July 2017. Hi, Samuel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Angie. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited to have you on our new mini-series, Astrology and Feng Shui, for the first time. And I'm really excited to hear about what's going to be happening in Western astrology this month, July 2017. So go ahead and let us know. Please share your knowledge.
Sure. I'll start off with saying that I think July is going to be a hot month. And I don't mean that just weather-wise, because that's to be expected in the Northern Hemisphere. But I think it's also going to be a hot month emotionally for a lot of people. And there are several particular dates that indicate that things could be a little volatile for people, both in terms of the big picture, you know, in terms of the mundane worldly picture, and for people in terms of their day-to-day. So, I mean, it starts off, the month starts off pretty hot on July 2nd with Mars opposite Pluto. Now, that's a great day to be channeling energy to do, like, major work, you know, like to clean your garage or, you know, get the dredge and stuff out of the pool or whatever if you haven't done that already. But that can also kind of bubble up some repressed feelings that haven't really been processed. So that's where the month starts on July 2nd. And then we have the full moon, and we have actually two new moons that we'll be dealing with in Leo for this season. So, but we have the full moon on July 8th, so that's going to bring up a lot of energy in terms of sparks of energy. We also have, and not just because of the holiday in the United States, we have Mercury square Uranus just before that on July 4th. And Mars, again, is a very active planet during this month. And we have a few dates to keep in mind and to watch out for with volatility related to emotions or anger or, on the positive end, needing to take action, but at the same time feeling like if you don't have the outlet for it, you feel repressed. So those dates are July 17th. And then Mars goes into Leo on July 20th, and on that very same day, the Sun squares Uranus. What that means is that the Sun has like a very touchy and sensitive, maybe even rancorous relationship with Uranus that day, so that can be good if you have a particular project you want to start that's new and you want to get it out. But otherwise, what can be troublesome for people is that they feel like a little angsty, a little like edgy. So, you know, to kind of mollify a lot of that edginess, I think, you know, they're going to need you and need feng shui. Fortunately, toward the end of the month, things start to calm down, but we are going to have one little more little glitch, and that's going to be the sun connecting with Mars on July 26th. And so that may be, again, another edgy time that people may have to contend with. But again, there's always a positive, and the positive is to kind of redirect that energy, redirect that force toward a mission, toward a particular action. Mars, and I've talked a lot about Mars, is a planet that's very mission-oriented. So when there is a sense of mission, when there is a sense of purpose, or kind of like how you use fire, because fire can be a dangerous thing if you don't have like it contained. So we need ways in which we can contain energy, but direct it toward a particular purpose. So however people can find coolness to kind of quench their fire or to redirect their fire, you know, it's a difference between feeling like you're burning up inside and actually putting something on the grill and cooking it. So it's knowing when and how to use it. So July is going to have a lot of that zing and that tang and heat, but there are ways in which you can use it positively. And then, of course, using your art, there are ways in which you can quell it. That's pretty much what I have to say. I mean, I can go over some other dates, but I didn't want to give people a whole calendar.
Well, they could also contact you for a whole calendar. But I think it's really interesting all your talk about fire, because that's one of the five elements. I mean, Western astrology has elements as well, and so does so does feng shui, and we both have fire, and fire is very hot and it's about anger. But I love how you were saying that it can be channeled, because in feng shui we look at fire as also passion and drive, and and how the world sees you, and also in the summer we're out and about and in the world more, we're outside, we're not inside like it's like in the winter, we're spending time outside. And I love how you started with July 2nd as a great day to declutter, right? You said you could clean your garage because it's something with Mars that day, right?
Yeah, some great activity, you know, something that is physically demanding, that kind of pushes more your limits without pushing too much. But, you know, because when Mars is connected to Pluto in any particular way, it brings up intensity.
Yeah, so that sounds, in terms of feng shui, maybe that's a good day to let go of things. In feng shui, 9 is a really important number. It's a number of transition and change. So maybe it's a good day to get rid of 9 things or donate 9 things that you've been thinking you need to let go of and really make a big move.
That's a perfect manifestation. Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
And I also paint yantras which have planets, and there's a Mars yantra, and it's interesting because it's red and it has a lot of triangular shapes which are also related to fire. So in turn, in your home, it might be a good time to switch things up a little bit if you have a lot of fiery colors, like fiery oranges or reds or triangular shapes. Maybe it's time to kind of put those away temporarily and to surround yourself with cooler colors to kind of tone it down. So cooler colors can physically cool the space, like light blues, but also earth. So in the five element cycle, like water puts out fire, right? But earth weakens fire because earth comes from fire. So so you can also surround yourself with earthy colors to kind of cool things down, or even spend some time in earth, like in the forest, or spend some time like with your hands in potting soil, like gardening, or just to surround yourself with earth. And earth also provides more stability, and it also relates to nourishment. So also, Samuel, you could tell me if this makes sense, but like to kind of help with all this anger and volatility, you can really like focus on nurturing yourself and taking care of yourself, which is related to the earth element.
Absolutely. I always tell people that, Definitely going to the park, going into nature will be a great way to draw some relief. But I also tell people, you know, to draw yourself toward water. So that means going to the beach, spending a little more time at the pool, finding some ways in which you can cool yourself off, both physically, but also to stay calm, or whatever sense, or if they do aromatherapy, whatever things they can carry with them if they have to go out into like a crowd. So here in New York City, you know, be mindful of being underground in a hot subway. Have something with you that keeps you cool.
Yeah, and literally having water with you. I mean, right now, if we go outside, I am dehydrated like instantly. So having water with you, but also you could bring in water elements into your home, maybe a fountain to bring in the sound of water. That can help cool things down, cool down your mind, cool down your anger. And then like we could circle back to also harnessing this fire energy this month to really, you said, like achieve like projects and really focus it to maybe get something done that you've been putting off for months, right?
Correct.
And and there's actually an area of the feng shui map called completion. And that's, if the listeners can look at my website where we have the feng shui bagua map at www.holisticspaces.com/podcast. And on the sidebar on the right, there's a feng shui bagua map. And the white area is related to completion. So if there's something that you really have been putting off, like for instance, like 9 things that you need to get rid of, maybe on July 2nd or actually, I think this is going to air after July 2nd. But anyways, on...
Well, there are other dates too. So there's July 9th when the sun is opposite to Pluto,
okay,
when Mars goes into Leo. So some measure of the effect of it is going to run through the month.
Yes. And, but you can also make an effort to, like, say you need to get rid of things. Maybe you make that list of what you need to get rid of or that goal that you want to achieve, and you can put that in the completion area of your desk or your bed or your bedroom to really give you that extra push to support really achieving that goal and really inspiring that passion within you to get it completed.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. I mean, that's a great way to use, like, to align the energies between what the planets say and what Feng Shui says.
Mm-hmm. Well, Samuel, thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to cooling down, but getting some, also getting inspired in July. I really appreciate your time and all your knowledge.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to share it. And if people want to gain more, they can contact me at unlockastrology.com or email me at unlockastrology@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have a link to that on the website too at holisticspaces.com/podcast. And I hope we can have you back again soon. We'll talk about that after the call.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Astrology and Feng Shui of the Holistic Spaces podcast. Remember now, these post on the first day of each month. So check it out on holisticspaces.com/podcast. And also please check out our Patreon page and support us for as little as a dollar a month. And that's Patreon, patreon.com/holisticspaces. And there's also a link to it at the holisticspaces.com/podcast website. Thank you, and we'll see you next month.